They tried to help us, you know. There were some good people, psychiatrists, volunteers, but there was only so much they could do for us in there. One of the psychiatrists, she said to me, "Psychiatry in this place is like serving an in-flight meal in the middle of a plane crash. If I wanted to make you well as a doctor, I should be giving you a parachute, not a cheese and pickle sandwich." To be well in your mind, you have first to be free, you see? Sarah pressed the tissue into the corners of her eyes. "I'm not sure it's easier out here, Bee. But I will help you." Sarah smiled. "You're 16 years old, Bee. You're a refugee. You're an orphan, for God's sake. I'm the one who ought to be helping you." I pulled on Sarah's shoulder to stop her. I took her left hand and held it up to her. Charlie stood and looked up at us with big eyes. "Look, Sarah, you have helped me enough already. You cut off your own finger for me. You saved my life." "I should have done more. I should have saved your sister, too." "How?" "I should have thought of something." I shook my head. "You did everything you could, Sarah." "But we should never have been in that situation, Bee. Don't you see? We went on holiday to a place we had no right to be." "And what if you had not been there, Sarah? If you and Andrew had not been there, then Enkiruka and me, we would both be dead." I turned to Charlie. "Your mummy saved my life. Did you know that? She saved me from the baddies." Charlie looked up at his mother. "Like Batman?" he said. Sarah smiled, the way I was used to now, with the tears starting to come to her eyes again. "Like Batmum."
"Is that why you isn't got your one finger?"
"Why I haven't got one finger? Yes, darling."
"Did the baddies take it? The penguin?"
"No, darling."
"Was it the puffin?"
Sarah laughed.
"Yes, darling, it was that awful puffin."
Charlie grinned.
"Naughty, naughty puffin," he said,
and he ran ahead of us down the pavement, shooting baddies with a gun that was not visible to my eyes. Sarah turned to me. "Bless you," she said. I held tight to her arm, and I placed the palm of her left hand on the back of my left hand. I arranged my fingers underneath hers so that the only one of my fingers you could see was the one that was missing from Sarah's hand. I saw how it could be. I saw how we could make a life again. I know it was crazy to think it, but my heart was pounding, pounding, pounding.